ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय छपन्दि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Thank you to all who have participated in this blissful festival of Jagannath Rath Yatra. You can see that this Krishna consciousness movement has an opportunity for everyone. It's young children can take part in it and elderly persons can take part in it. People born in India can take part in it and people born in other countries can take part in it. It is the highest expression of Vedic culture. But at the same time, it is very easy and joyful to perform. That is because it is, and I'll explain what it is afterward. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idamutanam Pratyakshavagamang Dharmyam Susukam Kartamavyayam. As Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that the highest knowledge and the most secret is also the most pure. It is that dharma which one can directly experience. It is most happy, susukam, and it is avyayam, which means that it doesn't finish, it's not all over at any time. People often perform some kind of vratam or sankalpam, we ask everyone now to perform the vratam of turning off your cell phone. So they do it and they think, I will do this and I will get some result. For instance, they may ask, they may pray to Balaji that you improve my business this amount and then I'll give you some share in the earnings and I'll give you my hair also. And when that's done, the hair is shaved, finished. But this is not Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma means not that we go and pray for something and then we get it finished. But it means that that which we do always and forever, that means even after moksha, if it's Sanatan Dharma, then even after moksha, we should continue to engage in it. Some people think that bhakti is a means to attain moksha. And after you attain moksha, then no more bhakti. Some people have the idea that you become God. Maybe they're thinking, I shall worship the God, the deity, then I'll become God and they shall worship me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed what is pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, which is actually Sanatan Dharma. People who worship various gods for some temporary benefit, they are not performing Sanatan Dharma. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Antavattu palangte sham tad bhavat yalpamedasam. People who worship various gods for temporary benefits are of small intelligence. So actual Sanatan Dharma is on the fully spiritual platform. That's why it's very easy to perform. Then anyone can do it. Even children can do it. Even people from very sinful backgrounds can do it. Nowadays, practically everyone is becoming sinful. This West Godavari area used to grow rice only, but now they're growing fish for killing the fish. So they're thinking they'll get more profit by killing fish. Maybe they'll get more profit, but they'll get more sinful reactions also. Growing rice is pious activity, and killing fish is a sinful activity. But people in the modern age, their brain is so messed up that they can't understand these simple things. Therefore, this bhakti process, it's best for all ages, but especially for Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, unless people take to this process of bhakti, they're simply going to hell. What to speak of going to hell? They're so anxious to go to hell that they're making this world into hell. Just like this, Bhimavaram is a small town, but there's so much pollution and noise. It's not needed. People lived peacefully and happily, pious lives for so many generations. But they call it progress. If they have a big traffic jam, they think, oh, now we're very advanced. This is the sign that we're also part of the modern world. But what is the value? Even materially, people are not happy with this modern so-called civilization. People are full of tension. They're all the time breathing in poisonous air. The drinking water you have to purchase, and that's also not very reliable. That's also poisonous. The food you eat is full of poison. It's just everything is all polluted. The body is polluted, the mind is polluted. That's Kali Yuga. So Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasjeva, 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 Gatir and Nirta. Everyone should just chant Hare Krishna. You may be a great Vedic scholar, but unless we chant the names of Krishna, our Vedic knowledge will not help us. Or even if one is not a great Vedic scholar, if one chants the holy names, one is in a better position than any so-called Vedic scholar. There's so many people study all the Vedas, but they don't understand the basic point which Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Vaidaisya sarvairahameva vedyaha. All the Veda means knowledge, and the object of knowledge in all the Vedas is Krishna himself. Matavparataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there is no truth superior to me. But it's amazing that so many people, they study all different Vedas, but they don't find Krishna. It's something like being a great professor of mathematics. You can understand all the different high levels, calculus and so many things, but you can't add up one and one. You say one and one equals three. You have so much advanced theoretical knowledge, but you don't even understand the most basic thing. So we invite everyone to chant Hare Krishna and understand the actual message of the Vedas, which is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all spiritual living beings. We are meant to serve Krishna. That is bhakti. Bhakti is full of love. The love is based on the attitude of service to Krishna. Yeah, and because it's actually spiritual, it's actually our nature to do that, therefore it's very easy and very natural. Our Sanatan Dharma is our original constitutional nature. Therefore, even a child can do it. We're not against Vedic study, but you study all the Vedas and you'll come to the conclusion that we should worship Krishna. And if we don't do that, then all our, whatever else we may do, is a waste of time. Aradhito yadi haristapasatata kim? Naradhito yadi haristapasatata kim? Sri Narad Muni poses the rhetorical question. That if we are engaged in the worship of Hari, then what is the point of performing tapasya or so many other things? There's no need. On the other hand, if we're performing tapasya, swadhyaya, yajna, dan, tirtha yatra, and so on and so on and so on, but we don't worship Krishna, then what's the point? There's no point. So we should understand this simple point. Otherwise the whole world is going to hell. In the name of religion, people there so-called converting to some religion in which they have a license to kill cows and eat meat. And the Hindus, more and more they're worshipping some Muslim fakir more than Krishna. So it's total chaos and madness. If we want to actually perfect our lives, then we must chant Hare Krishna. And study Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes people are surprised. Why are you emphasizing only Krishna? It seems to be very fanatical. You kindly study Srila Prabhupada's books. You'll understand everything. Bhagavad Gita in short form and Srimad Bhagavatam in expanded form are the essence of all the teachings of the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada has in his commentary has explained it in very clear language so that everyone can understand. The deepest scientific knowledge, he has explained it all very clearly. Completely in line with all the previous acharyas. No personal invention. This is the same knowledge that Krishna spoke to Brahma. Brahma spoke to Narad. Narad spoke to Vyas. The same knowledge. Sometimes people think, oh, we made so many new discoveries. Now we shall explain Shastra in some new way. This is nonsense. The way that Krishna explained to Brahma, the way that Brahma explained to Narad, the way that Narad explained to Vyas, and in the parampara system, that is knowledge. In Kali Yuga, there is much technological knowledge. Actually, in previous ages, there was also, in the Vedic knowledge. There's so much medical knowledge, there's Vimana Shastra, there's so much knowledge was there in the Vedas about the material world. But the highest knowledge of the Vedas is the knowledge of the science of the self, Atma Vijnana. So that is presented in the modern age in a manner that everyone can understand it in Srila Prabhupada's books. So invite everyone to regularly, daily chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And for further understanding, you can study Srila Prabhupada's books. You can also visit this center where daily there are classes conducted on the knowledge of Sanatan Dharma, Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Although the devotees staying here are young, they are fully absorbed in the teachings of Krishna consciousness. They are actually Mahatmas as described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha vajantya nanya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas chadridha vrataha namashyantas chamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Yep, get the translation. No, beginning with Mahatmanas to Mang Prata. Then Satatam Kirtayantama. I spoke two verses. So everyone can be a Mahatma. You don't have to be a sannyasi to be a Mahatma. If one fully absorbs his life in Krishna, he's a Mahatma. We can see here there are devotees from Russia. Husbands and wives. They are practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously. In Russia, they have left the big cities and have gone to the rural area. Where they can cultivate food, live very simply, and together chant Hare Krishna. So we're always very happy. Yeah. We're always very happy to come to Bhimavaram. Is it the very name reminds us of Bhima of the
Mahabharata?
Of course Bhimavaram is not named after the Bhima of the
Mahabharata.
But the Bhima who... That's Kali Yuga's kirtan. Call Bhima. Call Bhima to finish them off. But the Bhima who Bhima Varam is named after, he's named after the Bhima of Mahabharata. Sometimes people misrepresent Pandava Bhima as being some very uncontrolled person who's not so bright. That is a misrepresentation. He is a great devotee of Krishna. And his anger is engaged in serving Krishna. One of Krishna's reasons for coming to this world is vinashayata dushkritam, destroying the demons. He does that personally. Even when he was apparently a baby, he killed so many demons, beginning with Putana. But he also killed so many demons via the agency of Bhima and Arjuna. And later Bhima came back in this Kali Yuga as Sri Madhvacharya. And he philosophically destroyed those philosophies which take the Vedas and misrepresent the message to try to kill Krishna. So we have a great heritage. Sanskriti, parampara. So we invite everyone to take part in this Krishna consciousness movement. It's a very pure life. Previously, people in this area used to live a very pure life. Still, it's much better than other places. But gradually, all the effects of Kali Yuga are coming here also. So to keep Kali Yuga out of our lives and to give the best opportunity to our children, we should adopt this Krishna consciousness. How to do so? That you can learn from our devotees who are stationed here. They have regular courses for introducing people to this simple and blissful process of Krishna consciousness. So please take part in this Krishna consciousness movement. Purify your life and help to spread this movement. The whole world is going to hell. The only hope is this Krishna consciousness movement. Kale doshane te rajan asti hi eko mahan guna kirtanad eva krishna sya mukta sanga parangrajit. In Bhagavat we find that Shukadev, he tells Parikshit Maharaj that this Kali Yuga is just like an ocean of faults. Everything is wrong. There's only one thing good. And that thing is very, 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 very good. That is that by chanting the names of Krishna, one can be... By this chanting of Hare Krishna, one can be free from the effects of Kali Yuga. And one can very easily go to the spiritual world. See, we come from the Western countries where there's no culture of Krishna consciousness. At least there wasn't until Srila Prabhupada went there.
మేము పాశ్చాత్య దేశాల నుండి వస్తున్నాం, కనీసం ప్రభుపాదం వారు అక్కడికి వచ్చే వరకు మా కృష్ణ చైతన్య సంస్కృతి అనేది తెలియదు.
Of course, after Srila Prabhupada went there, then many people, they became vegetarian, and there's been some improvement. But at the time I grew up in England, everyone ate meat and no one even thought there could be anything wrong with it. And from a young age, everyone starts drinking alcohol. There's no idea there's anything wrong with it. And boyfriend, girlfriend. So we come actually from a very bad background. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the power of the holy name, we are now able to be free from the effects of Kali Yuga. So if we can be free from the effects of Kali Yuga by chanting the holy names, then surely you can be also. You should go ahead and be the world leaders in spiritual uplift. India is very anxious to become a great world power. But India already is a great world power. It's the world's only spiritual superpower. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Hoilo Manusha Janma Ja Janma Sharthak Kari Karo Para Upaka. So take this Krishna Consciousness Movement seriously. Your life will be purified. You will become very happy. And you can perform the best welfare work for others. And at the end of this life, you will go to Krishna. So it's all around good package for everyone. Chala dhanyavadam. Hare Krishna. Any questions, please? Oh. If anyone has any questions, you could come. You come to the front and. And we'll give the microphone. No, see if there's any new people. Not these regular. They'll ask something about how the chatter viewer emanates from. Sankarshan or something like this. No questions. That means everyone agrees with everything said. Okay, see you all at Mangal Aarti tomorrow, 5 o'clock. All right, then, announce the books. You can announce the Bhagavatam also.
కృష్ణ చైతన్య మార్గదర్శిని అని అదేవిధంగా చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అని మహారాజు గారు రాశారు
భారతీయ యువతకు సందేశం అనే ఒక ముఖ్యమైన పుస్తకం కూడా ఉంది. అదేవిధంగా రామాయణం, వాల్మీకి రామాయణం ఉంది. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదులు రాసిన గ్రంథాలు ఉన్నాయి, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం మరియు భగవద్గీత, దేవాదేవుడు శ్రీకృష్ణ భగవానుడు అని ఇవన్నీ చదవడం ద్వారా మీరు కేవలం ఇక్కడ వినడమే కాదు, మీరు కూడా అర్థం చేసుకోవడానికి ప్రతిరోజు నిత్యం అర్థం
చేసుకోగలరు. He took the Bhagavatam, he became so impressed, maybe we should call him and say he was going to become a Christian, then he got the Bhagavatam. Is he here now? Our doctor? Not here, he's in his clinic. Huh? So I know that many people in this part of the world, they're very interested in philosophical literature.
చాలా మంది ఉన్నారు ఏంటంటే తత్వపరమైన గ్రంథాన్ని చదివి అర్థం చేసుకోవడం ఉత్సాహం చూపిస్తుంది.
So please take this Srimad Bhagavatam full set.
దయచేసి శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అనే సెట్ ని మీరు తీసుకోండి.
18 volumes, you can show one volume. 18 volumes, it's a spiritual encyclopedia.
ఈ 18 సంపుటలు ఏవైతే ఉన్నాయో ఒక ఇది ఒక నిఘంటువు అనేటువంటిది అన్నమాట.
Answers all questions, even ones that you never thought about asking.
మీరు ఎప్పుడు అనేకమైన ప్రశ్నలు ఉన్నాయి, మీరు ఎప్పుడు ఆలోచించారు కూడా ప్రశ్న, కానీ అటువంటి ప్రశ్నలకు కూడా ఇందులో సమాధానాలు ఉన్నాయి.
హరే కృష్ణ.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా పూర్తిగా తెలుగులో ఉన్నాయి, దయచేసి ఇది గమనించండి.
సో అవర్ overseas devotees will be here until tomorrow at midday. So if you So if you'd like to meet them, you can meet them now or tomorrow morning. They'll be very happy to meet you. They told me that one of the reasons they come into India, they'd like to meet some cultured Indian devotees so that they can learn the culture and bring it back to Russia.
వాళ్ళు ఎందుకు వచ్చారంటే ఇక్కడికి ఎవరైతే సంస్కృతి కలిగిన జనులు ఉన్నారో ఇప్పటికి భారతదేశంలో, వాళ్ళని కలిసి వాళ్ళ నుంచి తెలుసుకొని ఆ యొక్క సంస్కృతిని వాళ్ళ దేశానికి తీసుకెళ్ళడానికి ఇక్కడికి వచ్చారు రష్యా నుంచి.
బట్ ఐ థింక్ ఇన్ సమ్ వేస్ దట్ కల్చరల్లీ దే ఆర్ అహెడ్ ఆఫ్ యు.
నిజానికి ఒక విధంగా చెప్పాలంటే సంస్కృతి పరంగా మీకంటే చాలా ముందు ఉన్నారు సంస్కృతిలో.
బికాస్ ద రష్యన్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ వేరింగ్ ధోతీస్ అండ్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మెన్ హియర్ ఆర్ వేరింగ్, well, you know what, pants.
Russia vallo ye vidhamaina dustullo unnaru chudandi, kaani ikkada unna janalandaru ye vidhamaina dustullo unnaru meeku telusu, pants shirtlo unnaru.
It's a funny thing in Kali Yuga. The people who have the highest culture, they want to imitate the lowest culture.
Evaraithe achyunnatamaina sanskruti kaligi unnaro vallu chaala neechamaina daanni anubhavinchadaniki prayatnam
chestaru. And by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received through Srila Prabhupada, the people of the lowest culture are picking up the highest culture.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prabhavalna Srila Prabhupada vaaru ayam jarugutunnante chaala adama sthitilo unna vaallu atyunnatamaina sanskrutini swikaristunnaru.
All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.